Hello, everybody, and welcome to New Consciousness, New World. This is your host, Esperanza Ray, and this week we are continuing with last week's show, which was on protection. Now, this is a very, very big subject, and it has many variables and it has many aspects to it. So I will be, we will be covering additional information today on different ways that you can protect yourself. We had provided a very powerful sacred name, divine name, which I will go into a little bit more. And the first thing I guess I wanted to point out is, first, you're welcome to call the radio show. And what we can address is, let's say if you're needing of protection, or let's say if you have some concerns or issues that need to be addressed, we'll be happy to answer it on the second part of the show. That would be at 8:30 approximately. And you're welcome to ask any questions or place any special requests for protection, and we will be happy to assist you with that. Also, in order to do that, to call in, you can call at 888-627-6008. And also, you can call 530-327-7602, or you can call in through Skype, and they will be happy to forward you through to me so that we can address any concerns on the air. Also, you're welcome to make requests by emailing us and addressing issues. We do sessions, we schedule appointments for sessions to address different issues like protection or any other aspects of spirituality that you are concerned with. And our rates are fairly reasonable, and we will be happy to discuss this with you as well as to schedule appointments. In order to do that, you can go to our website, researchcia.com, or you can actually write the whole name, Research Center for Inner Awareness.com. Either way, you'll be directed to researchcia.com. Our phone number is there, but I will give it to you also on the air to make sure that all our bases are covered so that you are able to reach us and schedule appointments and whatever else is needed. The number is 5878. Let me repeat that number one more time, okay? The number is 703-537. Are you getting that? 537-5878. One more time, 703-537-5878. That is our direct Research Center for Inner Awareness, where you can schedule appointments on the various topics. And if you want to find out more information on the different things we work with, please go check out the website under Events, Training, and Community. You will have my biography, so you will be able to see what kind of work we do. And also, the training provides insights as to some of the other work. We'll be making updates to the website so that it will be more clear for people the types of sessions and work we can schedule and help you with. So please do that. And that would be great. We also have to help us with our work, and so that we can continue to provide this program, informative program for you. We also provide a donations button. And, you know, you don't have to donate a lot. $5 here, $5 there are more than, a good donation for us. So we understand that given the fact that we are going through difficult times, not everybody is able to contribute large amounts of money. However, $5 from one person, another person, always helps, and it will help us to take our work and share this light with others as well. And that way we can offer things for you, to you as well, for free on the show or on the website. And some of that will be teaching you ways that you can help yourself. That is really our goal. However, if you feel more comfortable having someone else help you, because sometimes our own insights can be clouded given the circumstances, then we'll be happy to do that with you, so, or for you. So you can definitely learn from the sessions we give to you, and you can also learn from what we do on the radio. We'll be providing you with both. Some of these meditations are also on my book, Hope Reigns Beyond 2012, which provides a lot of information on the different topics that we cover in the radio, anywhere from extraterrestrials to protection to that world changes and the chaos that's taking place. So stay tuned for all of this through the show, and we hope this will be a benefit to you. So, all right, let's move forward and discuss the topic of today's show, which is protection. If you were joined us last week, this week, it's basically a continuation. So I'll try to bring those of you who are not able to participate last week. Basically, we talked about protection, and the type of protection that we're talking about is anywhere from demonic, from demons, basically, to protection from the people around you, even from the environment, the negativity. Sometimes people don't mean to, but they can be energy vampires. This is also the technique that we were talking about last week, can be used for almost any type of protection, extraterrestrial, possession, which is one of the most difficult ones to address for most people. So oftentimes they require help. Also, for protecting your home, for protecting your environment, and for protecting the planet. As you learn to use these techniques, you will find that it becomes more clear how you can learn to do this for yourself. And also, we can provide assistance if need be. We do travel. We do go to different locations. We have been doing this for a number of years, where we have traveled to different locations to do energy work and to help others, and also to teach. We'll be also providing, so stay tuned for this, also on the website and on the radio show. We'll be having some free webcasts where we will go into more detail, because we cannot use, you know, 1 hour sometimes is not enough to address all the details of how to protect yourself. So we'll be providing some meditations to address that. We'll be providing some webcasts where you can learn to do this for yourself. And some of them will have a charge because they're more in detail and they require more time for us. So stay tuned for that. We'll be listing it on the website and we'll be announcing it on the radio show, New Consciousness, New World. Again, this is your host, Esperanza Ray. So let's talk a little bit about what we're going to be protecting against. Well, one of the things I wanted to clarify, first of all, is that some of you, and I would say a lot of us, misunderstand the difference between different types of evil. For example, when we talk about Satan, Satan is supposed to be the representation of evil. And there's also the word Lucifer. Well, there's a difference between Satan and Lucifer. Lucifer was the archangel that chose to disobey God and therefore was vanquished along with a whole bunch of other followers. Satan is one of his, if you can imagine a military or a hierarchical system, you could say that Satan is a sub, he's an angel within the hierarchy of Lucifer, who never became an archangel. So he does not have the same abilities and powers that Lucifer would have. Lucifer is the actual anti, the one who rebelled against God himself, the one who decided to, that he wasn't happy that humanity had been granted free will, and therefore he opted for revolting against God's commands. Not only did he revolt, but he interfered in the vision that God had intended for the planet Earth, Terra, and for humanity as a whole. This was the world as we understand it, protected and sealed off by veils where we think we're separate from God, was not what God intended. The world was intended to be pretty much like heaven, where we all had a continuous flow of connectivity with God and the hierarchies of light. There was no separation, and we had free will to do God's will or to do our own. Through Lucifer's interference in this creation, basically, he brought us into the fallen hierarchies as well. And we forgot through the veils that separate us or seemingly separate us from God. We were brought into this world believing that we are separate from God and we have forgotten who we are. Well, I'd like to reiterate, like I did last week, who we are. You and I, and most of these people on the planet, are divine beings made in the image of God. And this is very important. I know I keep repeating it, but there is a reason for that. I want to impress upon you the importance of who you are and what your purpose in the world is. And that purpose is, right now, because a lot of us have forgotten our paths, we have forgotten who we truly are, we have forgotten our ultimate purpose here. Well, what our goal is, and through this program and through the teachings of Research Center for Inner Awareness at researchcia.com, is to remember, provide the techniques, provide the knowledge, provide the information to help us remember who we are. Most importantly, by remembering who we are, to transform the planet and help the ascension process into becoming new world, new consciousness, new reality, which is heaven on earth. Now, I talk about this in more detail in my book. However, I do want to again emphasize that we are divine beings, and our goal here is to remember who we are, not only who we are, but what we're supposed to be doing here and now. Because Lucifer does not want us to remember. And not only are the fallen hierarchies working with Lucifer, among these is Satan, but there's also beings, people on our planet working, which in some cases are called satanic worshippers or Luciferian workers, or they're also called the Illuminati. Okay, their interest in us, their interest in the world, in Terra, in our planet, is not to allow the ascension to happen, because as long as we are under their control, we will be doing their bidding. And not only that, but they will have the entertainment they want. They will have us trapped, and they will keep us here for as long as we choose not to remember and not to continue to evolve and to grow. So it's very important for us to always remember where we come from, who we are, and that we are perfect beings. Now, we were originally affected by what is known as the original sin. However, that was eliminated with the Christ consciousness through Yeshua, which most people know as Jesus. In reality, the name, the true name of Jesus is Yeshua, and we will be referring to him as in that name. Okay, so once the Christ consciousness was brought upon the planet Earth, we were allowed more and more to open up our consciousness, our awareness, and become more spiritually enlightened. Not only that, but it was through the Christ consciousness and through the ascension vehicle that we all possess that we were able to initiate the activation of that vehicle. And by following the processes in the teaching of the Christ, we were able to evolve at all levels to become more and more aware and more conscious, reaching the point where we are today in order to ultimately meet our goal of the ascension. At this point, when we do reach the ascension process, there will be no longer separation from the God consciousness. There will be no separation from the hierarchies of light. And there will be no separation from loved ones that we considered having passed. In reality, what they've done is they crossed over to the homeland, to the home where we're originally from, because since we are created in the image of God, our whole being, our whole aspect, our soul, our higher self, our Christ consciousness is always pulling us home. It's always drawing us, motivating us home. And that is to connect with the God consciousness. That is to connect with our higher self, with our higher consciousness. All right. So getting back to the protection, as you know, we're not the only planet in the universe where there is life, or at least intelligent life. So there are extraterrestrials, and there are extraterrestrials working also, or influenced by the Luciferian hierarchies or the satanic structures. With that in mind, these extraterrestrials are not necessarily friendly. And in the same way that there are extraterrestrials that are not friendly, there are extraterrestrials that are of higher light and that are working with the hierarchies of light. Those usually don't manifest in physical body. They're usually manifest in their ascended bodies, because these are much more evolved beings who have already been through the ascension process and are now helping us to facilitate our ascension into a higher level of consciousness, to let go of the chaotic duality consciousness that we possess, to connect with the one consciousness and bring us back into the divine beings, the divine existence, the divine vibration of God. In order to protect us from this, we have been given the languages of light, which I'm going to talk about as well, because the languages of light are very important to us for the purpose that they basically allow us to raise our energy vibration. They have a much higher vibration than the regular languages. And some of the languages of light are the Hebrew language, the Sanskrit, the Chinese Mandarin, and several other languages. You know, I'm not going to mention them all, but there are about approximately 5 to 7 light languages. And the vibration of these languages is much higher because they were the divine languages spoken by the hierarchies of light. And as we descended further and further into the world of forgetfulness, the world of chaos, the world of dualism, and the world of imperfection, we lost connectivity with those languages. Not only did we lose connectivity, but organizations, some of them so-called religious organizations, took away the energy, the vibration that was provided within those languages. And those languages were taken away from the people and were forgotten by the people, only in the hands of a few powerful organizations, like I mentioned, and only through them were we allowed to connect to God. Unfortunately, as those organizations or religions evolved, they became more and more controlling to the point that they were trying to dictate and are trying to dictate to us what we can and cannot think and how we should and should not think. That is why our work is so important, because our goal is to show you the techniques, to share with you how to connect, but ultimately allow you to connect and to think for yourself, not through others. All right. So with those things in mind, we're going to, again, go over the most powerful meditation that we have, which you can find on the website. And also, we are changing the website, so please forgive us if not everything is available, because we are making changes to the website. So sometimes things are not no longer active, but they will be. So keep going back to the website so that you can you can access this information. And like I said, some of these meditations, we will be also providing them for you on the radio show so that you can get as much out of them as possible. So let us look at a little bit at the language of light. These are divine names of God, and they hold incredible power. And the reason I'm repeating the meditation that we did last week is, one, so that you can learn it for yourself. Second, because it's the most powerful meditation that exists. Third, because not only does it work for one thing, but it works for everything. So this is the most powerful meditation, the most powerful divine name in the language of light that could possibly exist anywhere in the universes, anywhere. And it's used by the hierarchies of light as a salutation to discern if the people they are speaking to discern if the locations they're in are of the light and are true in truth who they say they are. All right. So let's understand a little bit what the language of light is. The language of light as a vehicle enables the lords of light, the hierarchies of light, as a vehicle enables the lords of light to reach many planetary worlds like ours, and in reality levels of similitude infuse the different languages into the same scenario abstract. This allows man to have communion with the other planets and intelligence through super holographic processes. It's very powerful. And this allows, the languages of light allow for instant connection and communication with the infinite mind, that is obviously God, using the sacred language as a resource, as a vehicle, okay? So basically, last week I was sharing with you a situation where I had a need of protection, and as I gradually committed myself to doing God's work and to surrender my will to God, more resources were provided to me. So my job or my purpose on this planet is to share, this information with everyone as well, and allow others to utilize this information for their own benefit. The experience can be different from one person to the other. However, it is important that we know what we can do to protect ourselves, because the what's happening on the planet right now is the energies are so strong, they're so powerful, and there is so much interference in trying to prevent us to connect with this energy. In order for us to ascend, in order for us to create the ascension, in order for us to transform our reality, we need to connect with those energies of light. So what's the goal of the fallen hierarchies? Their goal is to prevent us from doing that. And not only the hierarchies of darkness are intending to do this, they're also intended, you know, and they have people on the planet during their bidding as well. So we are being affected by so many different energies that it's very confusing and chaotic for us. And as long as we can learn how to protect ourselves, as long as we can learn how to balance our inner world, then we can bring that inner world and manifest it outside of us. All right, so let's focus a little bit. I am connected right now with the hierarchies of light, the archangels right now. So I am in contact right now for the show, for the purpose of this show, and for the purpose of helping you with Metatron, the Archangel Michael, and Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, basically the archangels that, you know, hold different levels or different aspects of consciousness and help us in this process of our evolution on the planet. So let's talk again a little bit about the Kadosh, Adonai Sabaoth. This is one of the most sacred names of God. It is one of the most powerful, and it has different aspects. One is the verbal. Okay, we all know the power of sound. The vibration of sound holds a lot of power. That's why in the Bible and in a lot of the sacred books, they talk about the verb. It's a living thing. It's not something that it's just an action. A verb is live. It's real. It resonates. It vibrates within all things. The other aspect of the sacred name is the actual image that goes with it. And the image specifically used with the Kodosh is the pillar of light, again, which is the most, one of the most powerful sources of energy and most of all protection that exists on the planet. So if you have any questions regarding that, if you have any questions on issues that you yourself are experiencing negativity, this can be used for even devices such as implants. It can be used for preventing and protecting yourself from extraterrestrial kidnapping or abduction is the word normally used. So you can protect yourself every night by repeating the Kodosh Adonai Sabaoth, Ein Sof Or. And by using this, you visualize the pillar of light, which connects you directly through the Godhead. And by connecting through the Godhead, this pillar is a white pillar because it contains all the other colors. So that is, God is the ultimate, the infinite source. It's unconditional, limitless energy, absolute unconditional love of God, and nothing that is not of the light can withstand this power, this energy. As a matter of fact, any being that uses this terminology will be completely destroyed if they are lying or if they are not who they say they are. So again, this was used by the hierarchies of light as intended for protection and discernment. And this is very powerful. So I'm going to ask you to do the meditation with me if you like. And while we do the meditation, I will be sending out energy to heal any of the intents that might be put out. So feel free, because we're all really interconnected as divine beings. We are interconnected through the energy of God. And through this energy, through the higher self, through the hierarchies of light, and through the sacred energy of the sacred names of God, through the light languages, I can tune in to you, and we can clear some of the negativity, some of the disimbalance or chaos that exists in your life at all levels, whether it be spiritual, personal, financial, and so on. Basically, all aspects of the person. This is very powerful. So I invite you to join me to do the meditation. Now, what you're going to do first is we're going to do three deep breaths. And as you breathe in very slowly, and you visualize the breath going all the way to the tips of your toes throughout each of the cells, the subatomic particles, the quantum particles, penetrating all of that through your body as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, it pulls all the imbalance, all the stress, all the negativity, and brings it out of you, and it's eliminated. All right, and through the pillar, it will be transformed. Any object within your body that is not natural to you, any implants will be automatically destroyed and nullified. So this is extremely powerful meditation. It's extremely powerful energy. And that's why I am going through the process of repeating it. And I will be repeating it other times in the future shows for the same reason. You also are welcome to have access through it, through, like I said, through the website and through the book. You can have it in writing and you can record it and repeat it to yourself. All right. So take the first deep breath. Visualize the air penetrating all the way to the subatomic particles, the cellular, subatomic, and quantum levels. As you exhale, release all the negativity, all the imbalance, all the stress that exists in your mind and in your body. One more time. Take another deep breath. Visualize the air penetrating into your body, going all the way to the cellular, subatomic, and quantum levels. Bringing everything in your body and in your mind into perfect balance, perfect harmony, perfect health. As you release that, release any stress, negativity, discomfort, imbalance from any part of your body. Last time, take another deep breath, and as you inhale, visualize the air penetrating all the way to the tips of your toes, all the way to the cellular, subatomic, and quantum levels, bringing everything into perfect harmony, perfect balance, and perfect health, and releasing any discomforts, imbalance, disharmony in your body that does not serve you. Now, at the count of three, you can mentally repeat with me, Kodosh, 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 Adonai Sabaoth, Ein Sofor. Kodosh, 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 Adonai Sabaoth, Ein Sofor. Kodosh, 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 Adonai Sabaoth, Ein Sofor. Now, as you're saying this, visualize a white pillar of light or a white tube, whichever you prefer. This energy is white and it contains all the other colors, so it's extremely powerful. It's the unconditional, infinite love of God. It is the most powerful energy that exists in the universe, and it's intended for your use to protect, surround yourself with it. It's also intended for healing, and it's also intended for problem solving. So I'm one of those people who likes things simple and uncomplicated. And this is easy to do, and you can cover all your bases with one simple meditation. Allow for this energy to enter and penetrate into your very being, into all aspects of yourself, into your higher self, into your soul, into your Christ consciousness, into your subconscious, conscious, and superconscious, connecting and interconnecting these aspects of yourself. Allow this energy to transform your body and to activate the structures, the sacred geometry that flows within you, to activate your DNA, restore it to balance and to health. Visualize the strands of DNA being activated. Visualize the crystal sacred geometries of your body being healed and activated. And as you do so, anything foreign to your body is nullified. Hold this energy around you. Visualize yourself inside this pillar as your body vibrates and holds this energy vibration of ascended light. Allow your ascension vehicle, your Merkava, to be activated so that you start your ascension process. And this incredible, powerful pillar of light has the power, has the ability to deactivate anything that is not of the light. So if you're concerned about implants, or if you're concerned about technology that's been introduced into your body, like chemicals, all of that, it can be transmuted. And I will share with you, after we do this meditation, a story to that effect. All right, now. At the count of three, I want you to come back to the here and now. And you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health. One, two, three. Eyes open, perfect health, and perfect balance and perfect harmony. Now, the story I wanted to share with you is I've worked on different things with different organizations, and one of the organizations I worked was with at-risk children, and working with some of these teenagers, there were unfortunately a lot of them that were into drugs, alcohol, promiscuity, and so many other things that bring down our energy vibration and defile our energy vibration. So I remember on one occasion I was working with a group of these girls, and we were supposed to have a meditation. Of course, I had asked that during the meditation they were not to be under the effects of substances that were not good, conductive to their health, like drugs, of course. And I'm referring to illegal drugs. I remember that we were sitting in a circle and we started to do the meditation, and one of the girls obviously was having a really bad trip from unfortunately taking some chemical substance, which I will not necessarily mention. And she was not feeling very well. So at that point in time, we used this method, this technique, and we asked God for his intercession. And when this was done, she was not feeling very well. She was having a very bad, I guess what they call trip. And after the meditation, after the exercise, she was perfectly fine. And was she fine, but also the effects of the drug were gone. And so they shared with me the fact that once they used this technique, the effects of the drug had been eliminated and were no longer affecting her at all. She was not in a high of any kind or, you know. So this is how very powerful this energy and this light is. And the most wonderful thing about it is that these techniques, these methods are given to us so that we can all benefit from them and we can receive insights and enlightenment and growth. So again, feel free to, if you want to share some information or you have any questions, you're welcome to go ahead and connect to us through Skype or to call, or send an email to us if you don't want to come on the air directly. If you would rather have a private consultation, then you can also do that if you need additional work or if you feel that you need that. We work with everything that is affecting our planet. And we're definitely here to help you, okay? So let's continue with the show. And we did the meditation, we did the visualization. And again, one of the other things is when talking about extraterrestrials or when you're encountered with any kind of extraterrestrial connection or with demonic connections, this is a way to protect yourself to clear it. Now let's look at another way to clear it or to use this method. Let's say we're in a meeting room, we're at work and we're in a meeting and there you feel that there's going to be, because of whatever is being discussed, it's going to be a lot of negativity and a lot of chaos and a lot of maybe even energy vampires in the room. You utilize this and you visualize the pillar of light over the room and you will find incredible, powerful changes. Or another way to use it is, let's say you're driving and, well, unfortunately, someone gets into an accident. It's not the first time. Well, when you get into your car, you visualize, you say the Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sabaoth, and you say it three times. Repeat it three times. There's something very powerful about the three, the repetition of the number three. And also visualize the pillar covering your car and surrounding you. You will find that even if you get into an accident or something happens, you will find yourself protected. And some interesting results occur. Let me share with you an experience I had relevant to a car. I was driving. This is when I was getting my degree in computer science, and I was going to class and I was running a little bit late, so I was rushing. In front of me there was this huge truck, and I was on a turning lane and I was behind the truck, so I couldn't literally see the light, but I knew it was red because obviously I knew it was green because everybody was moving. So the trucks moved forward and I followed the truck. The only problem is when the truck passed, the light was already orange and I could not see it. So this was a very, very, very busy intersection. We're talking about coming from to my right and my left, there was a huge line of cars, double lanes. And here I was, I find myself driving right into the middle of the intersection. And fortunately, I always do this. I always enter into my car and I visualize the pillar and I say the Kaddosh to clear any negativity or any bad influence that I may find on my way, on my travels, or in anything I do. And so I had my car surrounded in this pillar of light. And as I go into the intersection, the light, I pass basically, I did pass a red light, unfortunately. And all these lines of cars literally start to move towards me. And this is a very incredible, powerful feeling because I feel like the time is being, it's like movement is slowing down and something just takes over for me. And it's like, well, not me physically, but it's like somebody takes hold of the wheel and starts moving the wheel and pushing me out of the line of danger so that I can cross. And all these cars moving towards me do not. And I was able to cross. It's almost like everybody else was being held in slow motion. It's pretty much like a movie in slow motion. And all these thoughts are going through your mind. And at the same time, you're aware of this energy, this powerful source surrounding you. And you are protected. You feel like you're in some kind of a womb, some kind of a force that holds you in the palm of its hands and pushes you out of danger. And I make the turn into the parking lot for the university, and I'm taken out of harm's way, and I'm not even touched by any car or anything like that. There's no screeching of the wheels. There's no, harsh braking or anything of the sort. It's like such a powerful force just slows time down so I can get out of harm's way. Now, I would not ask you to put yourself in harm's way to prove my theory. However, I would recommend that you use this protection for yourself. And you will find that your day flows much better, that you are in a much better mood, and that circumstances, you're able to finish your work more easily, and all of it just flows because you're in vibration, you're in resonance with the power of the universe that is working towards helping you achieve your goal. It requires 3 times more energy to achieve negative results than to achieve positive results. So if you put your energy into balance and unison with the mechanics in the vibration of the universe, you will find that your day, your manifestation of that day, your actions, your thoughts, your words will flow more easily and things will work out much more in resonance to what you're trying to achieve, to what you're trying to do. So never, never forget to protect yourself. We're coming to the end of the show, and so again, I want to emphasize the importance of utilizing this for protection. If there are any questions or if you need specific help, you can reach us at 703-537-5878. And we can schedule an appointment to help you out, or if you have questions. The other way you can also reach us is through the BBS radio email or going directly to the website researchcia.com, you can email us, indicate what on the subject line that you are from the show, and we can address any issues or concerns that you may have regarding the topic of protection. So that's something I just wanted to make sure that you are aware of. For next week, we are going to be reviewing again the book Hope Reigns Beyond 2012, The Ascension of Terra into the Fifth Dimension, A New Consciousness. And we'll be addressing the 21st of December, where a lot of people are thinking that it's the end of the world. We'll be talking on some of these subjects, as well as the changes on the planet. And we'll be talking about extraterrestrials in all our shows. So please join us, and we'd love to have you with us. If you feel that a friend of yours can benefit from the information, the knowledge shared here, we would love to have them as well join us. Whoever you think can benefit from this information, please share so that we all can benefit, because the more of us that ascend, the better. I read an interesting phrase a few days ago. I cannot remember the author or where I got this from, but it said that our role, actually I do now. Thank you very much. The Archangels just reminded me. Actually, it was in regards to the three secrets of Fatima. And it's saying that part of our goal in life today, it's not just saving ourselves, but helping to save as many people as possible, whether it be loved ones, families, friends, co-workers, anybody we can. It is our responsibility as ascended beings, as beings of light, to help each other and to guide each other and to share the information so that we all can benefit. Because while it is important that we do benefit, it is more important when you say that when we share with others, we all grow, we all benefit, and it's multiplied. So what more can we ask but that? If we want to help ourselves and to help others, sharing with others is extremely crucial so that we all can go into the light. 144,000 masters are required to help us reach the critical mass necessary for the ascension. Let's help each other to accomplish that. Let's share love and light to all of you. And I want to wish you a wonderful week. And may God bless you all.